Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Don't know if you noticed. Bit windy last night.
A bit windy.
Came out of nowhere.
Bit wet.
Yeah. A bit of flash flooding, some damages,
tell
power
what,
out.
Geelong, notorious for a bit of flash flooding, aren't we? Just
low-lying areas.
As long as it's like raining a mild amount.
That was more than mild. Yeah. You got to admit, I know Rippleside, they must have some fancy mechanism that stops the weather coming through. But
I was very happy.
The
with
rest
where we were.
Of us copped it. And hopefully you are all right. But 5223 2955. Tell us about the wild weather at your place.
Yeah.
Maybe it was some flooding. Maybe it was wind damage. Maybe it was something to do with trees. I've seen all of it.
We've seen them. Did you see the videos of like water coming out of the AC unit?
Yes. Someone sent us a video of water dripping out of their air conditioner.
Yeah.
That's plastered high on the wall, mind you. So
yep.
That's shouldn't be doing that. Now, I'm
definitely
no expert,
should.
But it shouldn't be doing that. Was a bit concerned. Out in the backyard, I'd left my son's pair of Crocs out on our little table outside in the undercover section. And I noticed that about 9:30 last night when it started kind of picking back up again. I was like, those Crocs are missing.
Oh, no. You reckon the wind.
And I went outside and I found one. And I was like, well, that poses more questions than I initially have. This morning, the Croc across the road.
Oh my God.
So thank you for everyone that didn't steal my son's Croc. His little size 4, almost joke shoes. And I was like, oh my God, how am I going to tell his mum? She wasn't here last night. I was like, how am I going to tell her that with one of the Crocs blew away in the storm last night? But luckily I did find it. But for a while I thought that is probably one of the strangest things to have happened during wild weather.
Yeah.
For your Crocs to be blown.
I feel like a few other people had it worse, Tim.
I don't know.
Put it out there.
I don't know. I was pretty worried. I was a bit concerned. But it was kind of because it came through just before 7 o'clock, just after 6:30. And then after a pretty hectic hour, calmed down. And then I remember calling some people. I was like, yeah, it's all good. In Armstrong Creek, a couple of people had lost power. It was starting to come back on. It just came back.
Yep.
Lightning and everything came back. And I know Lara copped it. I know Aries and Ocean Grove copped it as well. 5223 2955. Tell us about what happened out your way or maybe something you saw with the wild weather, because I know, Jess, you've only seen it online because
yeah.
It didn't happen for you.
Trees down, you know.
The tarps at the Coles and Armstrong Creek somehow miraculously didn't rip off.
Thank goodness.
They always do. You could sneeze and that thing just goes, too much resistance. So we were all very excited to see mm-hmm. that they stuck around. All right, Mark in Winch. Mark, I actually, because I was focusing on the water hemorrhaging into my laundry, I wasn't thinking about what was happening in Winch. What happened out in Winch last night?
It wasn't too bad, mate. It was only just rain, bit of wind, and yeah, that's it, really.
Crazy Mark calls through again with his wild stories.
Yeah, no, but then I hear in Warren Ponds and that they've been out with power for a whole day and a bit.
Not ideal.
There was so many people that went without power last night. A few people came back on.
About 8, 9 o'clock.
A few hours. Yeah. But Mark, you were also saying Packington Street was pretty bad.
Yeah. Trees ripped out and that down along there in the famous Packington Street.
Yeah, I did see some bricks and some stuff kind of pushed off to the side, some concrete moved.
Have you guys spoken to Mr. Cameron Lynn too? He had a bit of a waterfall at his place last night.
Well, that's because of his wealth, and it was built in by the
feature.
Landscapers.
More.
Yeah, it is. But I understand where you're coming from, Mark.
This is Tim and Jess.
I've been done by the best, my mm-hmm. friends, and honestly, I'm unless this is happening all across Geelong, Surf Coast, and the Bellarine, whether it's on text messages, whether it's on like Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp. Is Viber still a thing? People still vibing?
I don't think Viber's still a thing.
I used that when I went overseas to call my mum. That was 10 plus years
ago. I think
ago,
WhatsApp
though.
Has really taken hold.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I
bet you still use Skype as well.
It's just reliable and available. Anyway. I don't have time to talk about the all-time fumble that Skype took in the lockdown news. And Zoom came out of nowhere and just said, hey, we'll do it better. You've never heard of us. Anyway, I've been done by the best.
Mm.
And the best is my wife. She did something to me to get my attention the other day over
Ooh.
Text. And I've never seen it. It's a new tactic and it might be useful. And, you know, respect where respect is seen. Because
do you mean Jew?
No. Like, if I just because it was done to me, yeah. I'm not ashamed of it. Like, respect, that was a solid move.
Okay.
If it's what I'm trying to say.
Respect where respect is seen. That's what they say.
If you're texting, whether it's a friend or your husband, and they're not replying, are you more likely to just bombard with like buzz, 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 like send repeated messages?
No. See, my husband has notifications off. So I text him a few times, whatever I need, and then I call him. And if he sees that I've called him, he goes into my messages.
Must be important. And what a terrible system. Turn your notifications on.
That's what I said.
Anyway.
I'm your wife.
Normally, in the past, my wife will just send like a buzz, like a hey. So my phone will start vibrating off the table or out of my pocket. And I'll go, calm down.
Well, you are pretty deaf, so she's got to rely on the vibrations.
I have hearing issues. There's a difference.
It's selective hearing.
It's what the doctor actually said. I know. It's not ideal. It was a hard conversation to go back to from the doctor. They're like, no, there is a version of this. Anyway, she sent a message. I genuinely hadn't seen it. And like, you know how you just don't check your phone for, I was at work, you don't check your phone for a couple of hours. Then I get a notification from my wife again. And it was like, Jess, her name's Jess as well. Jess has reacted to her own text message.
Oh.
So the message was like, hey, how are you? And then I didn't see it. And then she just went, ha ha, to the message that she'd sent. There's like a, ha ha, hey.
I didn't know you could.
Still hit. Neither did I. I didn't know you could react to your own messages.
No.
And it was pretty, it got my attention. I responded. It was pretty impressive. Never seen it before, have you?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you could do it to your own messages. I thought you could do it to others, but.
Well, it's a game changer if you want to really set the tone in a group chat and be like, I'm hilarious.
Yeah.
Ha ha me. Laughing emoji. Like, ha. Oh.
It's like when we discovered a few weeks ago, I wrote something was big in a message to you.
And it went.
And it blew the word big up.
And then we both texted
small. And I said,
small.
Does it do it to small?
We both our text message was big, 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 small, 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 big, big, big. Wow, wow.
Just so in case you're wondering, it doesn't do it to the word small.
Yeah, okay. Just to the word big. Text the word big to someone right now. I think you have to be an Apple user.
Yeah.
To another Apple user. Anyway.
I don't know. We don't know what Oppo does.
React to your... That's very fair. React to your own messages if you want to, you know,
right.
Bit of a, hey, I'm still here. You haven't responded to the message I've sent you.
It's because, very passive aggressive.
Oh, it is. And I felt that. And it was impressive.
And look, coming from your wife who will notoriously not answer your text messages for hours on end.
It's rich.
Brave.
But when you've been done by the best, you've been done by the best.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
And Jess, this story is it's going to be pretty hard to listen to, I'll be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
You and I were rocked today. We saw a headline and we thought it can't be true. Not to our girl, Chapel Roan.
Yep, a bit of a wardrobe malfunction for our girl.
You don't want it.
She won Best New Artist at the Grammys, and when she went up to accept her award.
Are we even allowed to say this?
I think
we'll I don't know. Right. Like, if this happened to me, I would have left.
Yeah.
I would have left.
I mean, I don't know if you saw what she was wearing. It could only be described as like a bit of a cone hat.
Medieval?
Yeah. Yeah. Like a medieval princess.
Okay.
Like a cone.
Giant
with like
cone?
With
like a scarf or something hanging off the top.
Yeah. And halfway through her acceptance speech, her hat fell off, Tim.
I can't believe you just said that.
I know.
That is. I've been thinking about her since.
Bare head.
Because I saw the headline and it was like, Chapel Roan suffers horrible wardrobe malfunction.
Yes.
And your head goes to the worst. And you're thinking,
what
like,
happened?
Something indecent or something that, like, maybe, like, you know, you don't want parts of you that are exposed that you didn't plan on. Like, that's called privacy. And then to hear that it's worse than what I was thinking and that her hat fell off and she lost her hat.
Honestly.
I'm so sad.
I feel like it could have been solved with just, like, a bit of elastic underneath the chin.
Oh, like a party hat.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's very in right
like
now,
Jess. It looks like a very, very big party hat. That's all.
You'd assume that internally there would be a structure in there that would be helping.
You would think
its place on the top of her chrome, but here we are reporting the saddest thing so far.
As someone who wears hats often, Tim, is this?
Don't. I didn't want this to be about me. I didn't want this to be about me. We're taking the attention away from her. She's lost her hat. This isn't funny.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
She's lost her hat. You know,
she's lost her hat. Mm. She lost her hat.
I think what we need.
She's been through enough, honestly.
I think that this is an underappreciated thing.
Yeah.
And what we want to do, what we're going to do on 5223 2955. Sorry.
It's okay, buddy. It's all right.
Where'd you lose your hat? Where'd you lose it?
Where'd you lose it?
Where's your hat? Where'd it go? Where did it come from? Where did it go? Where did it come from, Nigel?
Have you ever
lost...
just
a poem that I wanted.
Poem that I beautiful, heard dramatic reading we had from you. Have you ever lost your your hat?
Oh, my God. I have.
You have.
I've lost many hats.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And can I tell you something even worse? Mm. Sometimes you hit them off my head because you think it's funny. And then my wife thought it was funny and she does it when we're in the shops.
Honestly, I implore you, if you see Tim walking past you at the shop.
That's assault. This is not what... Think of Chapel.
Yeah.
Think of Mrs. Roan and her hatless head.
She's never going to recover from
this. I can't... But she should have not only won Best Breakthrough Artist, but Biggest Hero.
Yeah.
For continuing on after losing her hat. 5223 2955. Where'd you lose your hat? Tell us the terrible tale. Maybe you left it somewhere and then you forgot it, or someone hid it off your head at Coles, like my wife does every time we're there.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Maybe you were on a boat and it flew off your head. Never saw it again.
Last night, hats would have been flying off.
Oh, wouldn't they? Brett, you've lost many a hat, but there was one moment that was a little traumatic at first.
It was, yes. As you said, I've lost many hats on planes, airports, ships, hotel. I just leave my hats everywhere.
What
anyway,
mode of transport haven't you lost your hat on, Brett?
I don't think I've ever lost one in a car. But anyway, when I was a lot younger, we're out on my dad's boat, and I had a hat that I think was signed by quite a few Geelong players in those early 90s.
Oh.
And on the back deck of the boat with my brother, it was a bit windy. My brother did the same as what Tim's complaining about, people hitting it off your head. And this went flying into the ocean. And an eight-year-old boy, his brother's done this. He's lost his favourite hat. I've just, you know, lost it. And my uncle happened to be on the boat with us, and he's just seen this. And I think there might... Anyway, he just ran off the back deck, dived into the ocean, swam over, got my hat, we stopped the boat, and yeah. He's come back and given me my hat.
That is
Brett,
wild.
That uncle loves you so much.
Yeah.
He jumped into open ocean
real, Brett,
to retrieve your hat.
Real story that I'm going to bring this up again. I was getting the ferry from Sorrento to Queenscliff when I was 12 years old, and my cousin threw my hat off when we were up the top of the ferry into the ocean. And I was furious. And I asked my uncle, I was like, can we turn the boat around to get my hat? And he was like, I don't think they will.
Clearly, your uncle doesn't love you as much as Brett's does.
No. Brett from Bell Park, thinking of you in these tough times, even just retelling that story, I'm sure was pretty triggering for you. So thank you so much for sharing.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I'm seeing a montage of all Brett's hats in the background.
Oh, like a in memoriam.
Yes.
Oh, God. Black and white hats.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Add Chapel Road's cone hat to them.
Too soon.
This is Tim and Jess.
This weekend put my relationship to the test in a big way.
Stones on you, mate.
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing?
We're only, a couple of weeks out from our one-year wedding anniversary.
You want to make sure it's for real.
Yeah, absolutely. So me and my husband hit the highway and went to IKEA.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The true relationship test.
I mean, credit to IKEA for designing their store, how they do, where you can't just go... I would like to go in, go to where I need to and leave. It's like, no, look at everything we have. This is a maze and you can only go one way.
We had one thing on our list. We wanted to get a coat rack and that was it. We just wanted a coat rack.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're going to say. We all know exactly what you're going to say. How many items in the trolley?
We spent about $300.
It must have been a good coat rack. It must have been really good.
The coat rack was $20.
Jessica.
It's intoxicating. Look, in there. It's hard.
I know that there must be some gas that they leak out of you that makes you go,
what is
it? You know
what
I need? Really nice timber things.
We got home and I was like, What did we buy? What happened? Like, I felt like I left my body.
Your house isn't lacking of things.
No, it's not.
If anything, you've been having to sell things because you have too much stuff in your house.
Yeah,
and Ripple
we got
side.
Rid of so much stuff that I think we overdid it. Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is a new color on
and
you.
And I was like walking through, I'm like, we need new chopping boards.
Oh, no, I rate that.
Let's get new chopping boards.
I think the
Do we need a new pot? We need a big pot.
Chopping boards, I'll stand by because I think that the government should every 12 months give you a letter and be like, get rid of your wooden chopping board.
Yeah. I couldn't remember the last time I bought a wooden chopping board. And so that was, to me, was like,
that's the flag.
They're out. Yep. I bought one of those ones that you
lock
like.
To the bench?
It has the little lip that you push up against
lock it
the,
in
bench.
The bench. I handmade some of those to great fanfare. IKEA seems to do it better, though.
To great fanfare.
To great fanfare. For the
Who applauded those?
The people that picked them up from hard rubbish. And I left it out the front of my house because no one was using my chopping boards. Anyway.
But we walked in and we didn't know where to find the coat racks because that's all we wanted. We wanted the coat rack first. And so we started the little maze. And where would you think? What section do you think coat racks would be in?
But there's no section.
There's like home living, kitchen, storage solutions.
Probably storage?
It wasn't in storage solutions, which I was surprised about. It was in home furnishings.
Well, that makes sense.
Does
it? It's furnishing within
your home. Because we were trying to, you try and beat the maze. Have you ever tried? Do you just go through?
The one time I tried to beat the maze, I did a giant loop. And
yes.
I was like, I'm back at the start.
This is what happened. We were like, we've beat the maze. And then we end up back in kitchens. And I was like, why are they trying to trap me in this hellhole?
It's like an episode of some television where you're stuck in a loop. And
yes.
You can't, it's
felt like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah, Groundhog
There's people
Day
around.
Or something.
There was kids screaming.
You're one of them.
I was crying.
Yeah. If I spent $320 when my only objective was to buy a coat rack, I'd be crying. My wife would be crying.
Yeah.
I even think the cash register who works there and would be grateful for the money, they'd probably shed a tear as well. Because they go, oh, you silly, silly girl.
I wish I could tell you what I spent that on. We bought new pillows.
Nah, again, okay. I'm starting to... I'm coming around because if you need a new pillow, you need a new pillow.
Did we need a new pillow or did my husband just go, oh, these pillows are nice and we just bought them? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, we just live different lives.
What do you mean?
You know, I'm more like, I think I can get another night through this pillow. Another week, another year, another month. I can keep going.
I got one of those ones that has like a cooling pad in it. So it doesn't matter like what side you're on. It always feels cold.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
Yeah. That's if there was a description of what Rippleside feels like to live in. That's what would be in the dictionary.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.